This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Parshas Matos, the Torah speaks about the death of Bilam ben Beor. Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Ches Ve'es Bilam ben Beor Hargu Becharav. Says the Medrash, there were two Chachamim who stood up in the world. One was a Jew, and one was from the Oivdei Koicham Umazalos. Achi Toifel from Klal Yisrael. Bilam from the Umas Ha'olam. They were both destroyed from the world. Lama? Lefi Shaloi Hoysa Matanasim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ela Choytfin Oysalohem. Their gift was not from the Ribbono Shel Olam, but rather they grabbed it. What does it mean, they grabbed their chachma? How could you grab chachma? Doesn't the pasuk say, Ki Hashem yitein chachma mipiv? So God gives it to who He chooses to give it to. What would it mean that they grabbed chachma? Says Reb Chaim Knievsky, an amazing thing, that there is a haftacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a law of the universe, that yagati umatzasi tamen, that someone who puts in amelos to learn Torah, he will understand Torah. Yagati v'loy matzasi al tamen, someone who says, I worked hard but I didn't understand it, you can't believe him. This is a law of the universe. If someone toils to achieve wisdom, he will achieve the wisdom of God. However, a person is guided and strongly encouraged to be amel and Torah only in a permissible way. But if a person violates in his learning the Ratzon of Hashem, let's say somebody learns in a place where there's tuma, for example, somebody learns near a bathroom, in a bathroom, in a place where there's tzaya. What if somebody learns at a time that it's aser to learn, during Tisha B'Av, during Avelos? Or someone who learns L'Or HaNer on Shabbos? Or what's very common, people who learn during Chazar Sashatz? Certainly, if someone learns during Chazar Sashatz, you'll become a big Talmud Chacham, but it's an Avera. You'll be accessing the rule of Yogati Umatzasi Tamen. Once you're Yogeya, even Bizmana Isser, you will understand it. That is a law of the universe, but you're grabbing it, even though it's Usser. It's Usser. You'll be Zoyche the Torah. You'll be Zoyche the Chachma, but says Reb Chaim Knievsky, you're grabbing it. I'll give another example. People who learn during a Rav's speech, it's not Derech Eretz. So you'll understand the learning. You'll know the learning. Hashem will give it to you, but against His will. That's the rule, Yogati Matzasi. But it's Usser to do it then. You're not allowed to do it then. Says the Medrash, since this Chachma was grabbed, ultimately will not be successful, and they were both lost from the world. So a person has to be careful that not only does a person need to apply themselves to be Yageya and Amel and Torah, but one needs to make sure that they're doing it beheter. Because if they're doing it be'isser, yes, you'll know it, you'll understand it, but ultimately it comes at a very heavy cost. Doi Achi Toifel and Bilam were Nevdu min Ha'olam. This is what it means to be Choytef Divrei Torah. And therefore, Reb Chaim Knievsky paskins that if someone is Maver Sedra during Chazar Sashatz, it's a mitzvah haba b'avera. It could be you have to do it again. So a person has to know that if they are careful to learn only at times when it's permissible, then an extra degree of Siyata Dishmaya will be attained. Because not only will Hashem apply the rule of Yagati Matzasi Tamin, but ultimately this is a learning that will be Neskayim Biyadai. Wishing everyone an amazing day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.